Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord appeared to him in the oak woods of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and what he saw was three men standing in his vicinity. And when he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to meet them, and bowed down to the ground. And he said, Lord, please, if I have found grace in your eyes, please do not pass by, away from your servant. Do let a little water be fetched, and wash your feet, and recline under the tree, and let me fetch a bit of food, and you refresh your hearts, and afterwards you can pass on, for that is why you came across to your servant. Then they said, Do so as you have said. So Abraham hurried to his tent, to Sarah, and he said, Quickly, prepare 3 seahs of fine flour, knead it, and make bread cake. Meanwhile, Abraham ran to the cattle, and took a calf that was tender and good, and gave it to the servant lad, and he quickly cooked it. Then he took butter and milk and the calf which he had cooked, and he set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. And they said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, Here she is in the tent. Then he said, I will certainly return to you at this time next year, and you will see that Sarah your wife will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent which was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in days, and it had ceased to be with Sarah the way it is with women. And Sarah laughed inwardly and said, Will I have the pleasure, having grown old, my Lord being old too? And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Will I really give birth when I am so old? Is anything too stupendous for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you, at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Then Sarah spoke falsely and said, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. But he said, No, you did laugh. Then the men got up from there and peered down at the landscape of Sodom, and Abraham went with them to escort them on their way. Then the Lord said, Do I conceal from Abraham what I do, considering Abraham will definitely be a great and powerful nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him? For I know him, in that he will command his sons and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord, to exercise justice and judgment, in order that the Lord may bring over Abraham what he has told him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very serious, I will just go down and see whether what they have done is completely in accordance with their cry which has come to me. And if it is not so, I will know. Then the men wended their way from there and went to Sodom, while the Lord was still standing in the presence of Abraham. Then Abraham approached and said, Will you really destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous inside the city. Would you really destroy it and not bear with the place for the sake of 50 righteous inside it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that it would be the same for the righteous and the wicked. Far be it from you. Would the judge of the whole earth not execute justice? Then the Lord said, If I find 50 righteous in Sodom, inside the city, then I will bear with the whole place for their sakes. Then Abraham responded and said, Look, now that I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes, suppose that 50 righteous should fall short by 5, would you bring the whole city to ruin for want of 5? And he said, I will not bring it to ruin if I find 45 righteous there. Then he spoke yet again to him and said, Suppose 40 are found there. And he said, I will not do it for the sake of the 40. Then he said, Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and let me speak. Suppose 30 are found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Then he said, Look, now that I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, suppose 20 are found there. And he said, I will not bring it to ruin for the sake of the 20. Then he said, Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak just this one time. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not bring it to ruin for the sake of the 10. Then the Lord went away, when he had finished speaking to Abraham. And Abraham went back to his place.